Because there are some friends here tonight who have long friends and dearest friends, I suddenly want to read one poem which had never been seen, never heard before, which is the companion poem of the one I just read, called The Ridge, and which will someday, if I still regard it as I still find I do, 15 years old tonight, and the daughter, who is referred to as 16, on Monday. I'm sure you can judge how old she was in the occasion of the book. The ridge ran just to the right of us living in the house, dropped from it like a show, like, excuse me. The ridge ran just to the right of us living in the house, dropped from it like a shoulder, like a letter carrier's, from the weight of the bag over years of carrying it, so that the sea could not be seen as it could be from at least the grand white house, date 1890, mansard and with a cupola, if no widow's walk. The ridge always was there, cocked like a rifle to the right of my eye, and I'd sight with it now as it barrels by the gravel pit. Excuse me. The ridge always was there, cocked like a rifle to the right of my eye, and I'd sight with it now as it barrels by the gravel pit, cut from it to the sea, the harbor abiding, the left arm of Half Moon Beach enclosing, the worn down fort. It was a business of bending around something, going all about it, not even guessing one knew the other side of anything, even though one did have the perfectness of the curves figured, without damn well passing, the doctrine was, around it, totally encompassing it, girdling it by one's own passage. Better to take the time to walk the whole ground, sail south, or to expect that there'd be a bump on the orange and nipple on the sphere just where it should be. No such thing, that a protuberance, or that it will come out stuck like gum to the fingers. You blow such a bubble, it bursts on your nose. Now occasion is my daughter, and I am seized by the moon. 40 years after I first put you to my shoulder, after I didn't even know you were there, harbor, I can call you by a name.